from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Let the Bible Speak broadcast. Our preacher today is the Reverend Larry Power, and he's turning our thoughts to the book of Psalms, Psalm 9 and part of verse 14. I will rejoice in thy salvation. But before we hear that message, and indeed before we hear a message in song, I want to draw your attention to a verse found in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 11 and verse 2. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. Let's just for a moment meditate upon these words. Pride is right at the bottom of any pile of sin. It heads the lists of those sins that are great abominations to the Lord. Humility is a necessary Christian virtue that recognizes self-insufficiency and also recognizes complete dependency on the Lord Jesus Christ. Anything that God allows us to accomplish for Him is evidence of His grace working through us. The Bible tells us that our weakness is the time of our strength because of God's sufficient grace. Now, in contrast, the Bible tells us of a king by the name of Uzziah that when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. From the beginning of his reign, King Uzziah enjoyed success. He became king by popular acclaim after his father had almost lost the kingdom. He instituted a foreign policy that was strong in defense. He built an arsenal of weaponry and he led successful expeditions against surrounding enemies. His domestic policy generated a growing economy by building projects throughout the land, agricultural developments that changed the face of the desert. Not since the days of Solomon had there been such prosperity. But although God caused him to prosper, King Uzziah became overwhelmed with his achievements and he began to think too highly of himself. Since he was such a successful king, he decided to apply his talents elsewhere. He entered into the temple. He recklessly disregarded God's law. God brought him low with leprosy, and he lived and died in lonely isolation. We must learn from King Uzziah to live in the reality of God's grace. When God uses us in his service, let us be careful to give the glory to him. For greatness in God's work is received. It's never achieved. God will not go forth with that man who marches in his own strength.
Jesus, I am resting in the joy of what God. I am finding out the greatness of thy loving heart.
Behold thee as thou art, and my text today is taken from Psalm 9 and the verse 14, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. We want to think for a few moments together the words of the psalmist, I will rejoice in thy salvation. This is a psalm of David. And though he lived in the Old Testament times, he experienced the reality of God's salvation. He knew the joy of being restored again to God's favor. Though he had sinned grievously, gotten away from God, yet he tells us in that great penitential psalm, Psalm 51, and in the verse 7, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. It may be that I'm speaking to a backslider today, someone who has gotten away from God. You have sinned and grieved the Lord, and yet there is cleansing for you. You may be restored again and cleansed from your sin. And then you will be able to say with the psalmist, I will rejoice in thy salvation. This first and foremost is God's salvation. I will rejoice in thy salvation. And because it is God's, it is perfect. We cannot say this concerning any product that man has produced. Everything that man produces is faulty in some way or another. There's a flaw there, but it is not so with the salvation of God. It saves the soul. Indeed, the word of God reminds us that he saves to the uttermost. It's perfect. God planned it. We never read anywhere that the Lord took counsel with any man. This salvation, this great scheme, this plan of mercy was planned by God himself. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, from all eternity, he planned to send his only begotten Son into this world to die for sinners. Not only that, but God also applies this wonderful redemption. There is the drawing power of the Holy Ghost. No man was ever saved without the convicting power and influence of the Spirit of God and the drawing of the Holy Ghost. That's why it's so important, if you hear his voice today speaking to you, that you harden not your heart. My Spirit shall not always strive with man. Some people imagine they can be saved when they please and where they please. But that is not so. This is God's salvation. And when God draws near to you, pay heed to his voice and receive his great mercy. But secondly, we have here a man's testimony. I will rejoice in thy salvation. Here we have a man distinguished from the crowd. He has experienced something. I will rejoice in thy salvation. Many of his companions, it would seem around him, they have no hope. They're living in sin. They're lost. They are without hope and without God in the world. They are controlled by sin and Satan. But here's a man set apart. Here's a man distinguished from all the rest. And he says, he exclaims, I will rejoice in thy salvation. This man is no longer hoping. He knows what he's speaking about. He's got the assurance. He is an heir of God and a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. There is certainty about what he speaks. Is this your testimony today? Can you say with the hymn writer, to God be the glory, great things he hath done? O perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God, the vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. I will rejoice in thy salvation. Thirdly, we note in the words of the psalmist here that there is emotion. I will rejoice. So many people today are afraid of this emotion, but this is a godly emotion. You see, the gospel affects the whole person. The Lord opens our understanding to receive the word, and our hearts are touched. There is love, joy, peace, and long suffering. The Apostle Paul exhorted the people of God when he said, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice." What a happy feeling this is. But it all stems from his experience with God. It all comes from the mercy of the Lord. I will rejoice in thy salvation. Now there is no doubt that there is a certain amount of pleasure in this world which we live. But there are pleasures that are short-lived. They are not abiding. They are not everlasting. The pleasures of sin, the Bible tells us, are but for a season. And they soon pass. But here is solid hope. Here is solid joy. Here is something that is deep-seated within the heart of the psalmist. Here's a sure foundation. I will rejoice in thy salvation. Are you rejoicing in the Lord today? Do you know him? Have you come to him? Just as I am without one plea, for that thy blood was shed for me. Here we have a great testimony. Here we have holy emotion. Here we have joy of the deepest sort. And dear soul, this may be yours today. All you have to do is to feel your need of him. Feel your need of him. Call upon him this day. God hasn't changed. The Lord Jesus Christ is still the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Are you longing this day for such a testimony? Are you hoping, trusting? Come with your burden of sin today. Receive the Lord. Trust him with all your heart. Call upon him while he is near. And you too will be able to say in the words of the psalmist David, I will rejoice in thy salvation.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.